Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Now, if you've been with us before, for years, I would say, you know what's coming.
Since the beginning.
If you've been with us since the beginning, this is your eighth go around for our annual holiday Family Stone episode.
Yes.
It's the week where we get to stretch our wings.
Take a little break
from the gals.
Mm-hmm.
And spend time with family.
Yeah, which includes other gals.
The Family Stone.
Yes.
Okay, we've been doing this now for 8 years. We watch Family Stone every year together as a family.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's the history here? I think that in 2016, when we started our podcast, we were like reeling towards the holidays and we kind of just were like, let's do what we want to do.
Let's do something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that involved, I mean, Family Stone is a big tradition in my family.
Okay.
So I think that was a part of why this started. And then it just grew and grew and grew.
I'm sure I've asked you prior years, did you see Family Stone in theaters?
No. I don't know when I don't know when it became a tradition in my family, but I want to say it didn't become something until maybe 4 years after the movie was actually released.
Which is actually only 6 years before we started doing our annual episode.
I know, but I think that's like how people come to holiday movies.
Oh, that's very hocus pocus.
Yeah. People aren't necessarily watching a lot of these movies in theaters. They become cult classics because people watch them over and over and over again.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I did see it in theaters.
Okay.
So maybe I'm bringing something to the table here with that.
Okay, so what was the mood in theaters?
We were so happy.
We were so happy that day.
It's actually terrible to think about. It's actually sad to think about how terrible things would soon become.
Yes. Thank you, Kyle Richards.
Okay, so that's setting the scene. Set the scene for tonight.
Okay, so it's December.
It's December.
I came over for a little nosh. Dan made steak.
I know, which actually is not something I normally make on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Even though steak is quick cooking, it's just like not the vibe for a Thursday night recording session.
It's like a lot of work as far as like you gotta like flip it at the right time. And well, it gets smoky.
You gotta flip it. It gets smoky. You gotta open doors.
You gotta do the butter thing.
I was shocked that the alarm did not go off.
Yeah, me too.
you've experienced many an alarm going off. Yeah,
in my apartment, if we were there, my apartment goes off when I'm like making toast on the stove.
Shut up.
I don't have a toaster, so I make it on the stove.
I know, but I'm surprised it goes off from just like that gentle cooking action.
Yeah, it's a scary place.
Wow. Okay, so we had a nice New York strip, the titular New York, here in Brooklyn with a preserved lemon butter.
Mm.
We had...
And Dan told me that lemon butter is like secretly...
Preserved lemon.
Preserved lemon is like what, secretly the girl's girl?
Well, like a lot of girls don't even know what preserved lemon is.
Sure. Did Allison tell you about this?
She might have whispered it into my ear.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got some like roasted cauliflower. We've got like a... munchy crunchy fennel salad.
That was good. The cauliflower is amazing too.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we're watching the film. Red wines, white wines, gingerbread stout.
Yes.
Closing it out with a ginger cake.
Yes.
A la mode before we sit down here with you.
Yeah.
So that's just like really setting the scene. I think it's important to set the scene.
Of course. And right? Like lights go off in this house during the movie.
Well, that's how you watch a movie.
I know, but it gets intimate.
Well, I think like I would not do that without the Christmas tree.
Sure.
The Christmas tree is like lighting us up,
well,
right?
Yeah, when I go home to my home, it's just me and the Christmas tree.
It's you, the Christmas tree, and then all of Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, of course. They all know I'm here.
yeah, so I think that's really important to set the scene. You know, some years we've done this with like a big crowd. Some mm-hmm. years we've done this remote, which was, those were really sad years.
Those were sad years. I cannot handle recording remote ever again.
No. Get in the studio.
Yeah.
But here it was just me, you, and husband to the show, Alex.
Yeah. We tried to get him on, but...
He's shy. And also, like, he's only recently burping, so, like, he's worried about his flatulence.
Adriana.
Adriana vibes here.
Okay, so then another scene to set is a few days ago, we were planning this episode, and obviously it's our eighth of this, and we were like, what are we gonna do? Like, how are we gonna approach this?
Sure.
And we decided, yes. Why not go to the Prince of Culture?
Oh.
Evan Ross Katz himself.
Yeah.
And ask him.
I mean, it's not kind of like, it's not asking to the wind, because like, he is someone who loves this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's multiple cultural touch points for him here.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got SJP kind of like at the center of the ring.
Of course.
We've got Diane. We've got Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. Which I do want to point out, and this actually goes into conversations we were having. Rachel McAdams starred in this movie in the same 2 years that both Mean Girls and The Notebook come out. And I feel like the girls are all talking about, I cannot believe this is the same actress from Mean Girls in The Notebook.
Okay.
But they never include Family Stone in that conversation.
So, okay. So I'm going to piggyback off of that and say, when I saw this film, Rachel felt so old to me.
Oh.
In comparison to like the Mean Girls character.
Sure.
And
because she was a high school student in Mean Girls, and she was famously a teacher.
Yes.
In,
a teacher.
Yes. No, not Kate Mara.
But I think people who watch this think she's a college student.
Well, they're not watching the movie and listening, because clearly during the famous dinner scene,
I know,
he goes, Amy's a teacher.
But sometimes you watch something and like you get 80 to 90%.
Right. It's the, they think she's a college student because it's the NPR bag, the dirty
laundry
basket, falling into the snow.
I mean, but then I have to like think like, oh, my sister, like in her like deep in her 20s, I'm sure is still bringing laundry to and fro.
I mean, if I had that available when I was in my 20s, I would be all over that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to like consider that.
And I'm sure there's a dirty laundry basket somewhere in my apartment.
No!
Just kidding. I just leave it on the floor. Just kidding. No! I'm just kidding.
Okay, so that's setting that scene. We went to Evan.
One big thing that he really wanted us to get into, and it came up multiple times in this text thread.
Okay.
He really wants to hear about Meredith's personality swap.
Okay.
Which kind of is the moment of the film.
Okay. So, I think there's a few options here.
Okay.
There's number one, is this something that is brand new, or is it something that like existed prior and then was like pushed down,
right,
and then came to the surface vis-a-vis Ben,
right? So she's like uptight and then she lets her hair down, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that. Or is it a Little Mermaid vibes where we're changing for a man? So when we're with one guy, we're bun. When we're with the other guy, we're hair down.
Well, let's say when we're with one brother, we're this way. When we're with the other brother, we're this way.
Yes. It is giving, it's giving, it's not, well, TJ and Amy wife swap isn't.
There's no familial relationship.
It's not in the family, but it is a little bit like
that. Oh, God. TJ and Amy Robach of GMA fame, swapping with Andrew Hsu and another woman.
Yes, and Andrew Hsu, actor from Melrose Place, I did not realize that he started the nonprofit DoSomething.org.
I know, you brought that to my attention, which kind of like knocked me off my socks, especially since like this is an organization that's been all around for so long.
And it's like kind of been in my life at some points.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so it's giving that. The thing is, as we get older, I've always felt this about Meredith. So back in the day with Meredith,
okay,
I feel like everyone who watches Family Stone as a family is casting their own family in different roles.
Oh.
Like even today when we were watching, we were playing the game casting you and Alex's family in different roles. Sure. I didn't chime in because I'm like, I'm not... I knew your players enough where I could play that game. But like when I'm watching with my own family, we're casting each other, yada, yada.
Who are you?
Well, obviously I'm Thad because you got to be the gay one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a shame.
So we always like called, shut up. We always called one of my sisters Meredith and she like would always get offended by it back like probably like 10 years ago when we
started. Casey?
No, I'm not going to name names.
Oh.
And then I'm like, actually, Meredith has one of the best arcs in this film.
Mm.
She becomes the hero.
Mm-mm.
And I know, I mean, like, obviously the dinner scene is like tragic tuna, says a bunch of fucked up shit. But like, she has a great arc. I want to be at O'Malley's hanging with Meredith and Ben. I don't want to be back at home watching a sad movie. With Susanna.
Susanna.
Yeah.
I mean, Susanna has inspired me this year. Like, I am going to watch either Meet Me in St. Louis or It's a Wonderful Life. Well,
okay. Well, you enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. So we all cast each other.
But, like, what do you think? Okay, so you think, get to Meredith's psyche here.
Oh, do I think, what do I think is the truth?
Yeah. Do you think she is changing for a man? Do you think she kind of always had this in her? You think maybe in college she was a party gal?
So the changing for a man thing, like, doesn't really add up to me because, like, everything's happening too quickly to change for a man. Like, to me, the idea of changing for a man is like, oh, I met this guy. I know who he is. I know what he wants.
I will say...
Let me rejudge.
I think there is a telling moment in the bathroom Christmas morning when Julie and Meredith are like back together finally, and they're trying to like figure stuff out. Julia's already put on the ring, and Meredith is sitting there, and she picks up that soap that's like wrapped in like that like tissue paper, and she's smelling it, and like you can tell that she feels so proud to have fucked Ben, even though that actually didn't happen. And Julie catches onto the vibe that gives me a little pause. It makes me think maybe this was Meredith all along.
Oh.
And I think when she went into corporate, she had to kind of repress kind of like her freak flag, which we get to at O'Malley's.
And now we're letting it fly.
And now she's letting it fly. But like, don't you get the sense, the look on her face, she's like really proud of herself because she fucked the hottest stone. Ben's the hottest stone.
I mean, I think Dermot's
Ben's the hottest stone.
Oh, especially when Dermot's in his Christmas Day, like pajama robe look.
No, Ben's the hottest stone, and then like if we're talking just like men in the cast,
where are the men?
Then
Patrick,
obviously. Oh, Patrick's up there, obviously. But then Brad Stevenson.
He's not even a stone.
I said, now we're going to whole cast.
Right.
Pay attention.
Patrick before Brad. Well, because I'm Patrick. we forgot to talk about, I mean, we've talked about this prior years, but I am Patrick. Right?
In the scheme of your in-laws, yes.
But also just me. I'm Patrick.
Yeah.
Who else could I be? Oh, wait. If it wasn't in the scheme of in-laws, who would I be? Like,
No. That is you. You're a little, like you like to say, you're a little cooker boy.
I'm a little cooker boy. Hello, the ginger cake. Do you forget?
It was great. Yeah. It was amazing. Okay, let's move on to next point from Evan.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would a sequel look like?
Oh.
We deserve one, and there are places to go.
Okay, I'm sure we've like touched on this in prior years, but like this year, 2023, I'm saying prequel.
Okay.
Right? Because then we can keep Diane without being crazy. I know you want to be crazy sometimes.
Well, I have said for years it'd be fun.
A ghost.
To have her as a ghost.
Mm.
Okay. Prequel works. I've got two ideas.
Oh.
That don't involve Diane directly. So.
Oh.
One of them is like a special, maybe it's not a full movie, but some sort of like piece that is.
An art installation.
Not an art installation, but some sort of like film piece. We never saw what happened around Diane's death and her funeral.
Okay.
And I would like to see what happened between Christmas when she was alive until next Christmas.
Okay. So the problem with both my suggestion and yours...
It's ages of actors.
...is that we are now nearing 20 years.
I know.
Like back when we did this 10 years ago.
Okay, but let's throw like Cautious that out the window. Let's throw that out the window. Like, didn't Scorsese put out a film where he like de-aged like De Niro by like 50 years or something?
Remember May December?
Yeah.
Julianne holding a baby.
You think I remember May December? No, but like, no, without, so say we had done this like, had this conversation like 2007. Like, wouldn't that be such an interesting thing to see like what happened in that one year
of
between
course.
The two Christmases?
Of course.
Maybe we do it as seasons, like the Gilmore Girls special Netflix show.
Let's get Amy Sherman-Palladino on the horn.
Let's not, actually.
Oh, okay, let's not get her on the horn.
And then my other idea is getting Mike White on the horn and sending the remaining stones to the White Lotus. And I'm not pandering to like Evan here. I'm actually
it
like,
is a little pandering. I would say.
Let's send them to White Lotus and then let's get them on in just like that.
I want actually like SJP to be full blown Lindsay Lohan playing Carrie and Meredith in the same scene.
Yes.
Yes. We all live in the same world. We're at what where are we at in the beginning? Bergdorf Goodman's? Is that where we are?
I think it was Barney's.
Barney's, which I think is RIP.
Yeah. So we can go to Bergdorf for this.
Okay, we go to Bergdorf. Like my mouth like struggling to say the words. Does not compute.
Okay. No, okay. But isn't the White Lotus idea actually like kind of fun? Okay, so like we've got
when you say remaining, have many people fallen?
Like no. I mean no. Everyone's still with us.
Oh, okay. No one else, like maybe by accident died?
No, but like maybe there's a divorce.
Ooh, beheaded?
Beheaded?
Died?
No, maybe there's a divorce. Maybe Coach, a.k.a. Oh. Kelly, has a new wife, a younger wife.
Is Craig T...
I think he's still alive. All right. No, I would have known.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've got my finger
on the pulse.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we know when like people we don't even really know die. Right?
Yeah, we do.
What a cheery Christmas episode you guys are listening to.
I was trying to make it positive, but we're going to the White Lotus.
I know. We're going to the
White Lotus. What if they opened up like a White Lotus in like Connecticut? Like a Foxwoods-esque White Lotus.
We go to Bedford. We go to Meredith's home.
Yeah. She's the bigot bitch from.
The bigot bitch from White Lotus, Bedford.
Okay. So those are three really great ideas.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
I think we had four there. Or five.
Listen, I'm not keeping count.
Okay. So what are cuttable scenes from the movie?
Well, we all know.
Totem pole. But like any scene where it's just like Julie and Everett like getting to know each other.
Getting to know you.
It's like the most dialogue in this movie. And it's like, hello. Can't we do more like physical comedy? You know, something I took away from this watch is
slapstickery.
Great physical comedy from both SJP and Rachel Mech.
And Diane.
And Diane Kay.
Diane Kay.
Okay.
It's like Mo, Larry, Curly right there. Yeah. Right?
Who would be Mo? Who would be Larry? And who would be Curly?
Okay. So
Mo was the one with like the bowl cut.
The problem is we don't have a Curly amongst us.
Sometimes SJP's hair can be curly.
Oh, yeah. When she's like, when like all adventurous women do.
Yeah. And then I would say Diane would look the best of the bowl cut. Mm-hmm. So that's Mo.
Okay.
And then Rachel Mech would look the best bald.
Well, she left us all bald with her performances.
Her three iconic performances in her realm.
And she never acted again.
Shut up. I heard she was good in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, which came out recently.
Oh, yeah. Oscar buzz?
Yeah.
Although, I gotta say, I think like this is the perfect year to acknowledge this since it happened this year. Rachel Mech not being with the girls.
Oh, for the Walmart commercial?
For the Walmart commercial.
It's tough.
And like, especially, I would say, there would be a time where like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But like, is it Amanda Seyfried, like the most successful of the bunch?
If Amanda's in there, you need to get in there.
If Amanda's there, you gotta be there.
Yeah.
Like,
but also like the other confusing thing was Jonathan Bennett wasn't in it. And isn't he the one who like loves commercials? Like he like got wasn't his wedding sponsored by like Zales? And that's not even a joke.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I'm not even joking.
No, you're only stating facts.
I think maybe like one of those like jewelry companies.
Every kiss begins with Zales.
Yeah, and his boyfriend, or his boyfriend, being like, after talking about his wedding, his husband was on Real Witches of WeHo. Would watch. Wow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, do we want to get into... Okay, casting Family Stone using only Housewives characters. I think we can do a mix of Housewives and just like modern day pop culture figures.
So like, I don't have like from top to bottom...
Okay.
But there were a few that were like jumping out from me here, from here to there.
Okay, let's go top to bottom. Okay, we'll start with Cybill Stone.
Oh.
Obviously, Lisa Kudrow.
Okay. Lisa Kudrow.
Because in the photo at the end of the movie of Diane Keaton pregnant with Amy, she looks just like Lisa Kudrow. Okay.
So I'm going to counter that with Lisa Hochstein's mother-in-law being a being a mean bee.
Okay.
Right?
Good. Okay, let's go to... Go.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pause it. I don't have that many, so I'm trying to give the ones that I have right on the top of my head. Susanna's daughter. Phoenix Kemsley.
Yes.
The role she was born to play.
Yeah. And maybe Jagger can be
like an
extra child.
A Mary Kate and Ashley so when Phoenix is like being spoken to, he's the stand-in.
Yeah.
They have stand-ins for filming.
Yeah. And I'll hand it to Evan cuz he suggested I think Bobby Zarin for Kelly Stone.
Oh, okay.
AKA Coach.
Okay.
Who do you have for Amy?
Oh, actually, I did have someone for Amy. I did. Amy, maybe we're given a little bit a Bryn Whitfield.
Oh, that's a great one.
Giving young.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Meredith, Jessel Tank.
Oh.
Couldn't you see...
Maybe we just like said a Roni. Yeah. To be honest. No, because to be honest.
Jenna Lyons has to be Diane Keaton. I'm sorry. They've got the same hair.
No, because Everett is Mr. Leechy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is.
And Everett is Leechy.
Everett is. It's like, forget Zendaya's Michi. Everett is Leechy.
Oh, my God. And Ben is Pavitt.
Oh, my God. Ben's Pavitt.
They both got that like easy breezy. Oh. They like to take planes.
Pavitt would wear sweatpants with Hog.
Yeah, he would have Hog out.
We sound crazy.
No, we don't. No, sound fine.
No, but like I would assume people listening to us understand what we're saying. But like if someone just turned this episode on, being like a first time listener, it's like we're speaking in tongues.
Here's the thing. Be kind.
Oh my! This episode famously does the worst of all.
Stop speaking that into an existence.
No, but it's true. It's true. But like, if you're still here with us, 27 minutes in, I just want to acknowledge you as like you're a real one, right?
Sure.
Because like some of the girls are not real ones, and you are. You are. It deserves like recognition.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk Susanna casting.
Oh, bring a book.
I think.
Who can we bring a book for?
Lizzie from OC.
Oh, yeah. The perfect one to bring a book, right?
Yeah.
She's like the definition of bring a book.
She's the definition of bring a book. And then maybe we cast Thad and Patrick as two of the real people from WeHo. Maybe it's Joey Sauzig and who else was even on that show?
Todrick?
Oh yeah, maybe it's Joey and Todrick.
Joey and Todrick.
Yeah.
Wow. What a dream team. I'm like, you inform me today. Todrick?
Is writing the music for the burlesque musical.
I'm gonna like throw myself out the window like that one meme from like that Netflix film where they couldn't speak or see. Like the one like when she jumps out the window.
Like Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
No, it's not The Quiet Place. It's the one with
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh yeah.
Right? We couldn't speak or see.
I think you just had a blindfold on. I never saw it.
No, but she told the kids, the babies, she's like, don't talk. And then that one girl's like, she jumped out the window.
I never saw it.
I never saw it either. So I'm just like piecing together nonsense. Right.
Where's
now.
Sandra Ben, by the way?
We need Sandra. Sandra.
Where has she been? Mm. You know, Jen Aniston has been watching Below Deck.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. When the girls, when you ask where have they been, I actually applaud that because it's like, just be rich and be quiet.
They get to go away.
What a, like, that's actually like the dream, right?
I mean, like, I wish I was rich and I didn't have to speak on this mic right now.
Be rich and be quiet. Wow.
Okay. Do you want more?
Oh, more, yeah.
Has this movie aged well?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if it's not aging well, I'm not aging well.
I actually think, like, weirdly, if we're being a little serious, like, thinking about the scene, the dinner table scene, which is, like, the iconic scene.
We were talking about it, like, while we were watching it.
I actually think, unfortunately, the way politics and everything's going, people are going to be having these, like, weirdo conversations at the dinner table in 2023 because people's minds are broken.
Sure. Yeah. So, but to me, in that, like, the concept of that makes it feel like, oh, like, I feel less judgmental of SJP for Meredith of, like, being like this. Because this was only 2005.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're not in 2023.
We're not. Okay. Why is Claire Danes as Julie in this film?
Okay, so,
like, why is the character here?
Okay, so Evan brought to our attention, and maybe like this is our assignment for next year. There is an original script for this film,
mm-hmm,
that I have not read. I don't know if like she, if like Julie's in it or maybe not in it or something.
He said, I think a second pass at the script. I think a second pass at the script would have taken her out. So he's not saying that she was taken out, but he thinks that like if there was another version, it would have taken her out.
Sure. Next year, we got to get our hands on the script.
It makes sense. If you think about Julie not being in this movie, what are we missing? Mm. We're missing the Everett Julie love story, which is a weird love story. If you think about it, we're doing Wife Swap.
Yeah. I mean, you could only have Meredith ending up with Ben.
Which would have made Ben and Meredith the heroes of the movie. But I think people think they're not. I think people thought maybe they weren't likable enough characters.
Well, then I guess also like, okay, then you film next year, right? And you have Ben and Meredith together looking so lovey-dovey. Sarah is looking so fresh.
We have to couple everyone up.
And then it's like, what is Everett doing? Like picking his nose?
He's sad about his mom dying. Everyone else has partners.
The rain didn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
Even friggin' Rachel Mick. As a man?
Rachel Mick, yeah. And the thing is, the like scene at Christmas wouldn't have been fun without Julie's presence. We're not getting the chase scene. I mean, like, not her, but everything that happens because of her. Mm-mm. Like, the chase scene, everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the chase scene could have happened because Meredith thinks she fucked Ben.
Yeah.
And that could have been an announcement, but I think you needed Julie to open Meredith up.
Mm.
And like I said, I'm going back to that bathroom scene where that's when you realize Meredith smells that soap and you realize she used to be a S and in a good way.
She used to be an S. Serving C.
She was serving C.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we actually do need her.
Okay.
Were we robbed of a better soundtrack?
Okay. I actually like this made me think about this film in a way I've never thought before. And it's all right. So like we like that we're giving that.
That is serving C.
We're actually like we're bringing that to the forefront in a way that has not been brought to the forefront in modern day.
That song never served C until Family Stone.
So like if we had given more musical moments, then we might have been distracted to not pay attention to that.
I agree. I think we need to focus. And I like that like na, 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 na. Sound that kind of like plays through.
Okay. I didn't notice that. Okay. So then I was thinking about the music, and then this movie is actually like there's very little placing it in 2005.
Yeah.
Like the music doesn't place in 2005.
Yeah. And I kind of like that because a lot of other Christmas movies, you get like this at the start, you get like a modern Christmas song. And I like that, like, we could be just regardless of the clothing, some of the men's clothing is not as timeless, but like we could be kind of any year.
And which man is not timeless?
I think like Brad Stevenson in the last scene when they come back to the Christmas tree, he's wearing just like a very like 2005 like
Old Navy performance lease.
No, it's like a striped button down that's like very Express for Men.
Oh,
but like most of the other people are pretty timeless as far as how they're dressed, especially. It helps that it's New England in the winter because that's like, I feel like the way people dress in New England in the winter has not changed for the last 30 years.
You have such a bone for New England. I love it.
I'm from there.
Yeah. I want your mom to give you like lessons in New England accentuary.
Oh, accents. But the thing is like, I've lived there more recently than she has.
Mm. Well, stuck with her more.
Yeah. And I go there more than she has, too.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, you are the mayor of Provincetown.
Well, we're running.
She's running.
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Just, like, the way that people dress as far as, like, a lot of overcoats, like, stuff like that. It feels very timeless, except for that one outfit.
I don't know what about Everett's, like, Christmas morning outfit.
Oh, my God. You're getting a bone. Oh, my God. He's gooning for the outfit. No, but I was trying to back your point up as far as like the only like bit of like actual music we get is that one dive bar scene, and obviously it's off of Jukebox, so anyone could pick that one ever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't really have like a Christmas song. Is there a Christmas song on here somewhere? Like, oh, like the Meet Me in St. Louis moment?
The Judy Garland moment.
Yeah. I think I'm fine with it. Because you know what? Here's the thing. We've got a cast. So we don't need a soundtrack.
We've got a cast of casts.
Like, this is like an iconic cast.
I know. The thing is, Rachel McAdams, we need to get her into more shit.
Oh,
like more movies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But maybe she like whoever else we were talking
Sandra
about. Sandra Bullock is just like being rich and being quiet.
Maybe, but like don't you like seeing her face? She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Of course, she's a Gorgina.
Like, I mean, like, I would
kiss her
with her consent.
I would kiss her.
I was gonna say I would name her like one of the top prettiest women in the world.
You're so stupid.
Okay, so that's mostly the end of Evan's questions and thoughts. Okay. Thank you for sending those in.
Thank you, Evan. This is Family Stone, Come Through Queen, parentheses, Evan's version.
And then I just wanted to, I did a ranking of Family Stone characters in 2016, ahead of our first episode.
All right, so read that one.
And I don't agree with everything that I wrote here.
Okay, so read it.
But I'm going to go through it. So I'm going to go from worst to best. Mm-mm. And
this is 2016, guys.
2016, December 22nd, 2016. Mm. So days before Christmas.
Oh.
Days
what's
after.
Oh.
Days after. I wrote this days after Donald Trump was elected president.
Mm. So we probably already. We probably already recorded. We could have recorded like Christmas Eve.
We talked about this definitely. Right, right. So worst, the absent father.
Oh my god,
Susanna's husband.
That one. Wait, that one. What were we talking about him? We were saying something.
You were like, you're like, they always blur out his face, and I was like, no, like in 2 seconds we clearly see his face.
Like he's on a fucking list.
Okay. And then I was really mean to the Susanna branch of the family. So then I went Susanna's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And poor then I girl. Went Susanna. And I did parentheses the daughter who doesn't matter. But now I think she matters more.
Mm, that's how time changes you.
Yeah. And then for some reason, I split Meredith into two people. Mm. And I went Meredith before O'Malley's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Evan kind of split her into two this Evan's version.
Then I went Julie.
Julie being the sister of Meredith.
Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Actually, she might be the worst. I might put her as the worst.
Okay, so that's your change for 2023.
Yeah, and then actually I would put Everett right next to her.
Oh.
And that's who's next to her in this list.
Wow. So he's like relatively high right now.
Yeah. And this I regret, but it's only because we didn't really get to spend a lot of time with him.
Oh.
Gus. He's middle of the road because like we spend just that last scene, but he is the King of Kings.
He actually like doesn't look that excited to see Coach.
But I mean, he's so young.
He's too young.
He's just a baby. And then he's
too small to be on his own.
Yeah. And then here we go. Sybil.
Oh.
Which?
Well. Well, she was not serving C.
Her looks were always serving C.
But
she was mean.
She was being a mean girl.
But I mean, like...
She was being Rachel McAdams.
She was going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I went Amy, which, like, now Amy's, like... Amy might be number two for me these days.
At the top of the charts?
Yeah. No. Did you see that fan cam? The Amy Stone fan
cam? Oh, yeah.
So funny. Then I went Thad. Then Patrick.
Of course, me.
And then I went Meredith after O'Malley's.
Okay.
Which I would put, I actually might put Amy and Meredith after O'Malley's tied for number one in 2023.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I went Kelly Stone or Coach.
Or Coach.
Then I went Ben, Hot Hog.
Hot Hog. Goonin.
And then my number one was Brad Stevenson.
Oh, well, you are like going in for Brad Stevenson day and night.
Of course.
Like once December 1, the clock strikes midnight, Brennan's going in for Brad Stevenson.
I wonder if Brad Stevenson and Ben have ever been to Paris. Do you know the joke?
No.
Never mind. I'll explain it to you off camera.
No, but, oh, can the girls know or no?
They know. Everyone else knows. You don't.
Okay. But there might be a few people I don't know.
It's okay. All they right. can Google it.
Okay, they Google Schmoogle.
It's like, it's nasty.
Oh, okay. So, your big changes.
I want to bring Rachel, the girls up.
Rachel and Meredith, co-number one.
Then Brad, then Ben. And then Gus needs, I think Gus needs his Gus own category. I don't want to like... Dis a baby.
Interestingly enough, you you leave off the other baby.
I know, because
that baby,
she goes unnamed.
She never had a shot. Yeah. Is it a girl or a boy? I don't even know. Let me think about who else. Patrick.
Who's your number one? Your number one's Patrick.
No.
Because you love yourself.
I love me. And I love myself. And I don't love anybody else. Okay. Who's my number one? And on this viewing, who's making the most sense? No one's really making sense.
We're laughing half the time about other stuff.
I mean, we were in and out of Gag City while we were watching this.
I was like Googling photos of Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin has arrived at Gag City. No, okay. Number one. Imagine if I said Everett was number one.
Well, you've been like thinking about his like robe look Christmas morning. You've mentioned it twice.
Maybe that is like the number one look.
No. Number one look is Diane Keaton at dinner with the white button up, the big Chad Michaels skirt.
No, number one look is Rachel Mick, Snooki Bump at Christmas Eve dinner.
But no, you liked Rachel Mick Christmas Day flash forward in her Allison Roman drag.
She's giving Allison Roman C Christmas morning hanging ornament.
Giving mature. You know, SJP the flash forward Christmas morning is like when after the dinner party from hell, when Denise Richards was Ragamuffin, then comes to lunch the next day, like glow up. That is what SJP looked like.
SJP almost looks younger in the future than Rachel. And I'm not like pitting women against women.
You kind of are.
No. But like, we were talking about like how straight men hate Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, what is that?
What is that? Sound off in the comments below, straight man. The two listening.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at you.
And there's one specific one I'm thinking of, because I know he listens.
Why do straight men hate SJP?
Exactly.
Let's answer that riddle one day.
Riddle us that.
Wow. This was a dinner party from heaven. Evan couldn't wait for me.
I've been here for 5 hours.
Good. We fed you.
I know. You made it nice.
I cooked, I cleaned, I decorated. Wow. Actually, I think this might be one of our longest Family Stone episodes.
How long are we?
We're like 45 minutes right now. And like, we love you.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. But like, we're just kind of like shooting the shit. This is like the Christmas episode, baby.
One more thought I have.
Oh, sure.
Them, SJP just sitting around in her like eggy cum rag for half of Christmas Day.
For 24 hours.
Couldn't someone give her a fucking t-shirt to wear?
Well, yeah. I mean, Ben, open the
closet. Ben, please.
Like, forget open your purse. Open the closet.
Open the family closet.
Open the family closet. Give her the family stone.
Could you imagine if they opened the family closet and another gay child jumped out?
Wow. Replace, reuse, recycle.
Okay, well, happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Wow, wow, wow. We'll be back next week with your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, we'll be back with that and our stories about our own holidays.
Get on your feet, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.